nothing no more is revealed. We bask in the sunlight of glory. On heavenly manna we're fed. While souls are the ocean in darkness, are starving for life-giving bread. They're perishing now. Yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them. Those souls who in darkness abide. The Savior has
the mission trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. Let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4:35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
They're perishing now. Yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them. Those souls who in darkness abide.
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Leslie, and greetings to the saints and all of my friends who are within the sound of my voice. It is certainly a great privilege to come to you at this time, and it is one which I have looked forward to and planned with great anticipation for a number of weeks. We're thankful for this opportunity. I have a scripture which I would like for you to notice in James, the 4th chapter and the 14th verse. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. Now, along with this scripture, I would like for you to notice several things. First, that life is very short. That it will not be long until all of us will have spent the days allotted to us in this world. This is now the month of January and the beginning of the new year of 1965. I am sure.
Good morning to all the friends and listeners of the Mission Trail broadcast. This is Willie Murphy. You have just been listening to a recording of the first part of the very first Mission Trail broadcast, which was aired January 22, 1965. Listen to what my father wrote about that broadcast in December of 1984. I quote, "In the late hours of the night of January 22, 1965, the sounds of the first Mission Trail broadcast pierced the ether waves and radiated into the airspace of North America from the very powerful radio station of XEG located in Monterrey, Mexico. What a thrill it was just to think the truth could be spread in this miraculous way to so many people at one time scattered throughout the land. The theme of this broadcast was, and as we near the 20th anniversary still is, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest, John 4:35. End of quote. Now let us listen to the very first scripture that my father read that night once again.
I have a scripture which I would like for you to notice in James, the 4th chapter and the 14th verse. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away.
That scripture is very true. Life is like a vapor. Even though it has been just over 20 years since my father read that scripture, that time has gone by so swiftly. Life is so fleeting. Would you come with me for just a few moments and share an experience with me, an experience like I have never encountered before? On September 24, 1985, I was sitting by the bedside of my father, along with my mother and sister Patsy. It was a bright autumn afternoon. A blue jay squawked in the pecan trees outside. I recall hearing the drone of a single-engine aircraft go overhead. A neighbor was pounding something with a hammer in the distance. Life seemed to be going on as usual. Closer by in the room was the heavy breathing of my father. He had been seriously ill for about 2 weeks, and that morning he had quit responding to us. My mother, sister, and I occasionally engaged in conversation. Much of the time was spent in silence with our hearts lifted to the Lord for help. While we waited, suddenly, with hardly any notice, the room was filled with silence. We looked at one another for a moment, then stood at our father's bedside. He had slipped out quietly and peacefully to his eternal reward. This was a very solemn moment. Our hearts were filled with sadness, but we were thankful to the Lord for the life he had lived. Dear ones, we have much to be thankful for. I'm thankful for the plan of salvation that the Lord has prepared for us. It is a special comfort at a time like this to know that our sins are under the blood of Jesus Christ and that our life has been built on the everlasting Word of God. Listen to this poem.
My old Bible, though the cover is worn and the pages are torn, and though places bear traces of tears, yet more precious than gold is the book worn and old that can shatter and scatter my fears. This old book is my guide. To the friend by my side, it will lighten and brighten my way. And each promise I find soothes and gladdens my mind as I read it and heed it today. To this book I will cling, of its pages I will sing. And though great losses and crosses be mine, for I cannot despair, though surrounded by care, while possessing this blessing divine.
And he certainly did live his life by the Bible. He really lived what he preached. I can remember him telling me, "Son, if you see me do it, it's all right for you to do it too. If you don't see me doing it, you don't do it." Now, I think that was good instruction. It meant he was willing for his own life to be an example for others to follow. He enjoyed living for the Lord. Listen to this tape that was aired October 31st, 1976. He actually made the tape on October 22nd, 1976, his 60th birthday.
Again, we have another scripture here which says, "What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints." So, friends, whether you go soon or live long, I want to say it's wonderful, it's precious, it's great to live for God. We're really enjoying living for the Lord. And, Francis, nice to have you with us here today. And you don't get to tell the folks very much here over this microphone. Anything special you'd like to say?
I want to thank the Lord for his many blessings to Willie and I. I'm thankful for the 34 years he's let us live together. We've had many happy times together, and the Lord has blessed us. And he blessed us with the 4 children. We're thankful for them. And truly, our hearts are full of praises to him for his many blessings from time to time.
Yes, how true. You know, friends, that you don't have to wait until next month, November, for the month of Thanksgiving to roll along and for you to be thankful. You can be thankful right now, today, and we are.
And the Lord has blessed them with several happy years together since that time. Have you ever asked the question, why? Just what are we to learn from our struggles of life? Well, let's go to August 19th, 1979.
So often in the great struggle of this universe, we're prone to ask the question, why this or that? And it is only human to ask questions, since we cannot always see the full purpose of God for our lives. But he has 3 reasons for us to learn in our school of struggles upon the battlefields of life. 1, that we may learn to walk by faith. 2, that we may learn the truth through great experiences on the battlefields of life. 3, that we may be a help to others going through similar battles. And so we find that life is a battle, a school, a struggle from the cradle to the grave. There are lessons to be learned, temptations to be resisted, struggles to be endured, tests to be met, opportunities to be embraced, and experiences to be had which will help us grow strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And all the while, we find there are helps along the way. We have a Savior to befriend us, a Bible to comfort and inspire us, the Holy Spirit to guide us, prayer to uplift and strengthen us, friends to love us, God's family, the Church of God, to minister to our needs, spiritual songs to inspire us, opportunities to be of service, and God's hand to bless all for our good.
And now, November 18th, 1984.
Let us pray. Our Father, we are thankful for health and for the strength to bear the burdens of the day. For all the friends who have made our little world brighter and better for their presence, we are thankful that you have supplied our needs according to your riches and glory. We're thankful for all the glad voices we've heard and for all the glad yesterdays. For life, we're thankful with all that it means of service and sorrow, for the peaceful roof which shelters us and for the love and laughter of our children. We're thankful for all the blessings which have come to us and for the promise which the future holds. Grant, O God, that our lives, our gratitude may show. May we continue to the end unembittered, remembering always that the greater our loss appears, the greater our joy has been. Grant us the wisdom to know the false from the true, that we may bear our burdens bravely. Teach us to find pleasure in service, hope in sorrow, and peace when the day is done. Bless each listener of the broadcast in the way which they need most, and thine shall be the praise through Christ our Lord. Amen.
And now the time has come for his final farewell. May we all meet him around the throne of God.
Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying God bless and keep you always, and a very cheerful goodbye.